This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
At the hour, it's Friday, the 24th of May. Guess what? A week from today. Is it today or tomorrow? What's the first week from? No, it's tomorrow. All right, so I almost had us into the month of May, the merry month of June, a week from tomorrow. It's okay. Monday is Memorial Day. Some people think this is the unofficial start of the summer season. Weather not bad, seems to have improved a lot over the last 24 hours around the country, so that's a good deal. And so we wish you a happy Memorial Day. Memorial Day is not a lousy holiday, but it's about people who...
It's pretty solemn.
Yeah.
People get very upset, by the way, if you say happy Memorial Day on social media. That is the number one way to get trolled for the entire weekend, so I just leave it alone and I don't say anything.
Yeah, well, have a good Memorial Day.
The people who made the ultimate sacrifice for the country.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
Some people confuse it with Veterans Day, and it is not even, for many families, not just about those who have served, but those who have been an important part of the family who have died. Memorializing your father or your mother, sometimes that's how it's interpreted. It is one of the more solemn holidays, though. You're right, Jennifer. I think that's the way to look at it, one way or another. However you do it or acknowledge it, hopefully there's an educational component to it for people who are old enough to understand what the word sacrifice is about and how it would apply to those who have given the ultimate sacrifice in the name of our country, because I think that's how this all started. It actually was called Decoration Day when it first was envisioned, if that's what you want to call it. The essence of how people who have died for the country in war, the decoration of their graves, their tombs, that sort of thing. So it's, however you do it, the acknowledgement, it's not Hamburger Day, it's not Hot Dog Day, it's like the 4th of July. A lot of people don't even get the memory, the idea of the memories that have gone along with the creation of our country, and there were plenty of sacrifices there as well. I think these are two important holidays. There are holidays we have that are not important, or it could be celebrated, if that's the right word, acknowledged in a different way. But for at least for me, and I don't know about you ladies, this is a way for us to sort of, just let go of a lot of the thoughts that you may have about people who have been in your life that have passed, the negative thoughts. That's because a lot of people are happy, sadly, when some people in their lives die. It's a relief. And so it is. It's a relief for a lot of people.
How'd we get to that?
Well, because I think we're trying to figure out what Memorial Day is about. It doesn't make... You know what? We'll talk more about it on Memorial Day because we'll all be here live on Monday. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Perhaps in the quick department, although I don't know whether... I don't think Theresa May deserves any more than a quick acknowledgement.
Too bad, because that was my trending story today.
Well, go ahead. Yeah, I don't think it's of any consequence, but your story would be good.
I think it's actually a pretty big deal. And right. So if you missed it, overnight, and I'll tell you why, British Prime Minister Theresa May announced that she is resigning. I don't think that this is a huge surprise. And what have I said for months? If there's anybody on the planet I don't want to be, it's Theresa May. This woman, I mean... She's had it rough. She's tried to come up with a lot of different ideas for Brexit. This is what the Brits voted for, and nothing has seemed to work. She announced that she's going to end this month-long struggle to keep her job, despite anger from her own conservative party over her handling of Brexit. She said, "I believe it was right to persevere, even when the odds against success seemed high, but it's now clear to me that it is in the best interests of the country for a new prime minister to lead the effort." She made this announcement outside of 10 Downing Street. Her voice broke a bit with emotion. She said she was leaving with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have the opportunity to serve the country that she loves. She spoke after a meeting with Graham Brady, who is the head of the Committee of Conservative Party backbenchers. She said she'll step down on June 7th. Her resignation now will trigger a party leadership contest, and whoever wins that contest will take over as prime minister. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here. A lot of people are suggesting that they may call for another vote to see if people are really serious about wanting to Brexit, because they just can't come to some sort of solution. There's a YouGov poll that was published in the Times of London that found that the party of Theresa May would now come in fifth place with just 7% of the vote, while the newly formed Brexit Party was predicted to get 37%. They're the ones that would kind of cruise to victory there. So this does kind of affect, as much as it may seem inconsequential to us here, it does affect the way things will be working between our country and theirs. It does affect what they're going to do with the European Union. And I think
all the world markets have been watching this for years.
There is
an
impact here for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, the impact is not something, maybe I should rephrase. The impact is not something that wasn't foreseen. Everybody knows what will happen, or at least anybody who's got any consciousness knows what will happen to British economy, to the British way of life, to the relationship they have with the rest of Europe, if in fact this thing goes through. And so having rethought it, even though the problem, if you re-vote and change the original vote, that's one thing, but have they fixed the reason for the vote in the first place? The answer is no, they haven't. But then they realized, throwing out the baby with the bathwater isn't such a great idea. So it would seem to me that Theresa May's resignation may be appropriate, because she and her party, as far as I can see, nobody in any sort of quasi-leadership role over there has come up with a way to fix the immigration problem, which was the cause of Brexit in the first place.
And
that they haven't done.
Saying, yeah, that's what I've been saying this whole time, is that all this pressure is sitting on Theresa May's shoulders, when I think maybe this is an issue with her leadership. She should have transferred that, some of that at least, pressure to the European Union to say, look, the reason we're in this mess is because you guys couldn't get your immigration rules under control. And she should have been able to transfer that, some of that blame, I think, but she was unable to do that.
I really think she tried to do that, but she got stonewalled hardcore by the EU. And I forget what the guy's name is who's the head of the EU. He was just unrelenting. And I think what she probably didn't do well is a good PR job for why she kept pushing for this. And all we see around the world are headlines of, oh, it fails again. But we don't, it's unfortunate, because I don't think they should exit anyway. But I don't think that she did a very good job of getting her message across. She was put under an avalanche, and it just kept piling on, and there was no way to salvage it.
Somebody who's running for leadership already to take over for Theresa May is a guy named Boris Johnson. That name may sound familiar to you. He was a former foreign secretary who just resigned over Theresa May's handling of Brexit. He said he's going to enter that leadership race now that Theresa May has said June 7th will be her last day. It's also interesting to note that Trump is going to London to mark the 75th anniversary of D-Day. He's scheduled to meet with Queen Elizabeth and Prince Charles, and she will still be the prime minister, so that will take away any opportunity for whoever the new person might be to actually start creating ties with our country, because he comes the 3rd, she leaves on the 7th. So,
Has he given a position on Brexit? I don't know if I've heard him say anything about it.
I think he said that he was for Brexit, but he's criticized her handling of it quite heavily.
Yeah, he's for England getting out of The European Union?
He was, at least, I think, when it first came up, because part of that Brexit, part of the Brexit movement is part of what got Trump elected, that this populist movement that has been sweeping kind of around the whole globe, not just in our country or in theirs, but there has been this surge of populism, and certainly Brexit was a part of that. So that's probably, you know, he feels it's like his team in world politics is the Brexit team.
Well, nothing is part of the whole malaise in the world as far as leadership is concerned. Another example of not having good leadership. There is very, the political situation has been, by the way, the same over there as it is here in terms of the numbers aren't the same, but the feeling toward her as the leader is the same, not for the same reason.
I think it's almost even worse. They're throwing milkshakes at Nigel Farage. I mean, there's just a... It's funny with the Brits. We are very divided, and I think they are just as well, but they do weird stuff like throw milkshakes at their leaders. So
I'm trying to remember what restaurant there is across from Windsor. Not Windsor.
McDonald's. They're not going to sell milkshakes anymore.
Right,
yeah,
that's it, yeah. Let's throw the memories of Congress. There you go. That's an idea. Who can we throw that? Can we find some and throw them at your congressman's house? Let's go find your congressman's home and wherever
like
your
carnival
district
event.
Is. Right. Throw your get your milkshakes here. That's what they'd say at Boston Garden or at the Red Sox game. Get your hot dogs here. Get your milkshakes here. Who would you throw? If you were throwing a milkshake at somebody, Jennifer, who would you throw a milkshake?
Oh, in Congress? I'm going for my congressman. I'm going for Adam Schiff. Come on.
Adam Schiff. Okay. How about you, Victoria?
Oh, yeah.
Who do you throw a milkshake at?
I'd drink the milkshake. I wouldn't bother throwing
it at
anybody.
I know. It's a waste.
Right. All right. And, Kara, do you have anybody that you'd love to throw a milkshake at?
I might get like a whole four pack and then keep one or two for myself. And then, I don't know, I feel like someone who's been there for a while, like a Mitch McConnell or somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, he'd be fun with a milkshake.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be like, what just happened?
Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, maybe a little of all of them. That's an interesting visualization at any rate. DJV time is 18 past the hour. Have you tried Joint Formula 14? Sierra Sills Joint Formula 14. Why are you sitting around feeling achy, pains in the you-know-what? This week I read something. Here's a guy named Russ who said, I have arthritis in my left hip. After checking it at UCLA last month, I started taking Sierracil. In 3 days, the pain was gone, and I am resting much better. I'm sleeping through the night. There are all kinds of things. You can find them. If you go to achefree.live, you see all kinds of testimonials like that. And we have some of our own from people who listen to this program. Achefree.live, Achefree.live is where you order Sierracil. DJV listener is doing it every day. You can join them by going to Achefree Live. Get the details of the special offer, free shipping. That lasts until the end of May next week. Money back guarantee. So you don't feel the ache relief or you get your money back. That's the way it works. Get your aches and pains dealt with. When you get older, you get the results of injuries, that sort of thing. Joint pain is a part of your life. So don't let it sap a lot of your energy. Try Sierracil Joint Formula 14. Feel better in 14 days or your money back. Go to achefree.live and get the Formula 14 capsules for $27.99. That's quite a savings. $39 is the usual price. Free shipping as well using achefree.live and the DJV code. That's achefree.live, Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil. It works or your money back.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Friday, EJV time, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen with the Verbs, Richard Ashcroft, who is singing the song, he's a Brit, regaining the rights to his most famous song, Bittersweet Symphony, following a kind of magnanimous gesture from the Stones. Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, I said, you can have this. First came out in 1997. This song, Bittersweet Symphony, was the lead single from the Verbs' third studio album, Urban Hymns. It sampled an Andrew Loog Oldham orchestral recording of the Stones song The Last Time, 1965. Is the issue that, I guess I don't understand, the issue is not about Bittersweet Harmony, I mean Bittersweet Symphony, it's about The Last Time.
Well, basically, so his record label got the rights to the song that he was sampling, but because they didn't go through and get the sample or didn't get it approved from the Stones and their record label, basically he didn't get any credit for this song. Even though his song doesn't sound anything like the Rolling Stones song.
It was in court. This was a huge... This has been going on literally for 20 years. And so this is one of the most streamed songs, one of the most streamed videos. And he was completely stripped, even as the lyricist. And so Mick and Keith got all the credit and all of the money. And so as a result, he and his manager finally just made a personal appeal to Mick and Keith, and they... maybe they should have done it sooner, because Mick and Keith said, yeah, sure, you can have the song back. And so now all of the royalties that Mick and Keith have been getting for all these years are going to now go be passed on to Richard Ashcroft, which obviously he deserves. He wrote the song. It's been streamed 300 million times.
So this is the song.
With 500 million video views.
Bittersweet Symphony is the song in question, not The Last Time.
Yes.
It's the rights to The Last Time. See, what happened is the Stones wrote The Last Time, and some guy went and made an orchestral version of it. So they got the orchestral version, but you have to also go back to the source of the original song that was sampled, and that's where the publishing company for the Stones wouldn't give it up.
So it seems kind of just like a money grab from someone. I don't know how much the Rolling Stones
so much
knew about it. But it just, I don't know, to me it's always been so ridiculous that this guy lost all the credit for a song that was huge when it came out, and I don't know.
But the issue was him taking a bit of what came out. You're still playing Bittersweet Symphony,
no, so
right?
So this is the orchestral version of the Rolling Stones song. So yes, it sounds like this. He got permission to sample that song.
Yeah.
But he didn't get permission from the Stones, and this is their song.
Right. This is the song I know.
Right.
Which doesn't sound anything like it. Basically.
No.
No.
So it's bizarre. And the Rolling Stones had absolutely nothing to do with Bittersweet Symphony. The songs don't sound anything like each other. He got permission to use the sample that he used, and yet he had to give all lyric credit and everything up to the Rolling Stones, which has never made any sense to me. But I'm glad I'm glad he's finally getting credit now that the song isn't that huge anymore.
I'm glad you explained it, because I wouldn't have known. I don't know.
It's a little confusing.
Bittersweet Symphony. All they took was a riff, an instrumental riff.
Yeah.
You know Bittersweet Symphony, but you don't know The Last Time?
Exactly.
The opposite for me.
Yeah.
I don't know Bittersweet Symphony,
but
I know
both,
The Last Time.
Yeah, it's still kind of bizarre. But he went all through court, and they played the music for the judge and the whole thing, and it never made any sense to me either. It just felt like to strip him of all rights was just wrong.
Mm. To be concerned about it, unless you're the three of them, Mick or Ashcroft Keith. Or Keith. I don't know why you would be concerned. If you like the song, great. Concern yourself no more, though. Don't worry your pretty little heads anymore. It's all settled. Thank you. 28 after the hour.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, NuGenix, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to? NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance, so let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep. Free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. breaking news out of Great Britain, as British Prime Minister Theresa May has just announced she's going to be resigning on the 7th of June. It's been widely expected that May would be stepping down after a cabinet mutiny over her Brexit plan. Her successor expected to be chosen before she leaves office. President Trump is calling House Speaker Nancy Pelosi a mess. Pelosi yesterday suggesting that President Trump needs what she called an intervention after he walked out of Wednesday's meeting with Democrats on the subject of infrastructure. The president responded yesterday, insisting he was very calm, adding,
"Crazy Nancy, I tell you what, I've been watching her, and I have been watching her for a long period of time. She's not the same person. She's lost it."
USA Radio News.
"I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget."
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Here we go, 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Friday is upon us. Memorial Day weekend is upon us. Weather not bad for the weekend around the country, but the weather has been an issue for sure. Wow, this has been a tough time for lots of people. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and I here to have a couple of quickie things before we get to what Victoria's got on her mind. As you know, I'm always focused on farmers and Farm Aid, American Family Farmer Show is a podcast that I do every week. If you want to hear the connection between food, family, farms. You can listen to the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. The USDA has announced more aid this week for farmers because of the tariff fight with China. Government is setting aside $16 billion in aid for farmers, but we've been a focus. I think yesterday I said I got a letter from the USDA this week, and I'm entitled to $189.50. There is not a large charge there from the $14 billion that's supposed to go to producers and payments to farmers. Finding out that the administration is spending money to buy crops, fruit, vegetables, beef, milk to be used in various government programs, that's okay, but it shouldn't be across the board. And this is what the farmer groups, pretty much like the National Farmers Union, are objecting to, because the family farmer, once again, whether these people are tone deaf or they just want to have a payout, a payday for their pals who run the big agribusinesses, there isn't a penny in assistance that should go to the agribusinesses. They're huge conglomerates. As a matter of fact, one of the outtakes from this was a discussion I think we had yesterday about three or four senators who have introduced a bill to stop all mega ag business conglomerates from merging with other big agribusiness conglomerates. Not good for our food. It's not good for food supply. Not good for the family farmer. It's just, it's not good for anybody but them. And we all know that in part of the concern is that China is buying up all the big sources of agricultural production, never mind in our country, but around the world. Do you understand the implication of that? If they buy up major sources of food supply, so first of all, we've made mistakes in becoming so attached, if you will, to the food that comes from processors instead of food that comes from farmers. And the Chinese are the ones who are buying up the processing plants for, you name it, whatever it may be. And so even I saw a list of people getting money, even a Chinese concern getting money from the government, from our government. Can you imagine us?
You know,
is there anything dumber than that?
No, there is. That sounds really, really dumb. But, you know, there's a rule or a law that foreign governments can't own, you know, radio stations and TV stations and things like that. So why don't we have that?
Yeah.
Why don't we have that for farming, for our agricultural companies?
Well, that's about to change, too. This is one of the unexpected consequences of allowing these huge mergers. The Cumulus Broadcasting Company, which is the second largest in the country, is trying to get Congress to okay a foreign government owning 100% of the stock of the country, of the company. It's in bankruptcy now, coming out.
Is it Chinese? I'm
not sure who it is, frankly. I would like to find, I haven't been able to find out who it is. But that's another, we're selling out our country. Our country is being bought up lock, stock, and barrel by interests that are not American. Mm-hmm. And broadcast concerns, food concerns, a lot of the
I guess that walks that
companies.
Line of capitalism, right? What's
yeah.
the you know
but
the battle between letting an open
rules.
Market happen and you know
there were strict rules
but
though about this before.
You can have regulation with capitalism. That's appropriate. With other systems, it would be the government in charge of everything, which is also dangerous. But you can have an open and free system with regulations. We do now, like you guys mentioned, with other rules. So it just needs to be addressed. I think the issue was that maybe we didn't have to deal with this kind of stuff 30 years ago. There's so much updating that needs to be done, I think, to some of the regulations. And that means, in my mind, stripping many of them, but also having smart ones in place that protect us.
Goes hand in hand with needing a constitutional convention to change some of the
rules. I don't know about
that.
You can't get me to say that.
I don't want to get you. I know you won't say that. That doesn't mean that I have to agree with it, because I think we have a lot of rules and regulations that are nonsense, that don't apply today, and we just gave you a couple of examples of it. There are a couple of things in the Constitution that focus on foreign ownership of various, and that's what they look at when they look at these mergers. And one of the reasons they give for not approving them is that they are unconstitutional. A lot of times, it's a real can of worms. It's part of our developmental problem, I think. All right, what do you have, Victoria, that you would like to chew on or have us chew on for a moment or two?
Well, Harvey Weinstein is in the news this morning, and we haven't heard anything about him really in a while, but his lawyers claim that they have reached a $44 million settlement to resolve the civil lawsuits over his alleged sexual misconduct, and so $14 million will go to Weinstein's associates for legal fees, and then the rest of the $30 million will go to alleged victims, creditors, and former employees of the Weinstein Company. And so now, essentially, this has been put before a judge, a bankruptcy judge, actually. And
is Weinstein Company still in business, even?
No. They filed Chapter 11. Now they want to have that replaced with a Chapter 7 to liquidate its assets and then resolve the civil litigation using that money. So that's obviously a better use of the money than letting them just file Chapter 11. But this is all sitting basically before a judge. He has to approve or not approve of this settlement on June 4th. And so that will be... Now, this is totally separate from the criminal cases against Harvey Weinstein. That's still very much in play. That trial begins on September 9th, and that's where he is facing... He's accused of raping a woman in a New York hotel room in 2013, and then sexually assaulting another woman in 2006. And so he faces two counts of predatory sexual assault, one count of criminal sexual act in the first degree, another one, the first degree rape, third degree rape. And so that's more than 80 women have publicly accused him of wrongdoing. Now, the civil case happened because the statute of limitations ran out on most of those cases. So that's why it's splintered between criminal and civil. So if he can make the $44 million settlement, which is nothing really to him in terms of his personal wealth, then he'll at least have that put behind him. And then he's got to face the trial starting in September.
Here's another one who's got to face the music. Julian Assange. From WikiLeaks, charged with 17 new counts under the Espionage Act for unlawfully obtaining and disclosing national defense information, including potentially controversial allegations that his publishing company put out some of the secrets, and that was a criminal act. Legal experts, however, quick to point out that these charges under the Espionage Act have never been successfully prosecuted, and I guarantee you they won't be here. That's just a way of us trying to get him.
Well, I think it comes down to, from what I was reading about this yesterday, it comes down to, is he a publisher or is he a journalist?
Yeah.
And it's really, stuff. Yeah, and so they're claiming that he is not a journalist and that he would be on the hook then if he was a publisher. So that's really, I think, the splitting of the hairs is going to come down to those two words.
Mm. All right, well, we've made ourselves clear here. Many times, as with the Constitution, my feelings about WikiLeaks and the information that became public, even though it was bad for some people, that's a shame, but there were many things that were leaked that we ought to know about and we hadn't known about before. Way too many secrets. That's another problem in our government. Way too many secrets. Let's celebrate National Sunscreen Day today, shall we? Also known as Don't Fry Day. Get it? Don't Fry Day. Happens on the Friday before Memorial Day. Perfect time to get into the habit of using things that protect you from the sun's harmful UV rays. Not good for our skin. Not good for our health. The rays can trigger sun cancers. Sunscreen is one of the easiest ways, most accessible ways to protect yourself against them. Interesting kind of conundrum here, because the sun is the best source of vitamin D, and without vitamin D, there's been a lot of focus on this in the last 4 or 5 years, how important vitamin D is to us and our system getting things to operate, especially if you get older. Vitamin D, in fact, is the basic operator, or the switch, the trip switch for calcium use in your body. Without enough vitamin D, calcium is excreted rather than used as part of a way to keep your body strong and healthy as you get older. You've heard me talk about how much muscle you need. You need more muscle to hold your skeleton together, both men and women. And the way to do that, in order for the calcium to become the important part of our superstructure as it is, vitamin D is needed. There's been a lot of research done on the last dozen years or so. And so it's a whole... So there's an argument among doctors sometimes as to how to get enough vitamin D in your system. Like every time I have my blood work done. I seem not to have enough vitamin D in my system, even though I supplement with vitamin D. And at this time of year, I was out yesterday in the sun, probably 7 hours, 8 hours. But for some reason or other, my body doesn't assimilate it well. And that's something you ought to have checked out in your if you're having an annual physical. And most people after a certain age ought to have. Do you all have annual physicals? Jennifer, you have one, right? Victoria?
I just had one, yeah.
Kara? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Good. Okay. Up next, some television news. It's interesting. Christy Swanson, remember her? From Buffy?
Mm-hmm.
Quite attractive, I would say. Does that sound... I think she's attractive.
Buffy the movie? Right? Yes. Okay.
The film version, yes, from 92. Thank you. Okay. She and Dean Cain, another actor, received death threats this week over a live stage reading that they are going to... They're rehearsing now. It's going to go live in the next couple of weeks because it's supporting Donald Trump. Politico reported the actors are set to play Trump Russia investigator Peter Strzok. Is how you pronounce his name?
Strzok.
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 Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa Page.
People want to see this in a play? They're going to probably read out their text messages back and forth, I would imagine.
Right. The performance is titled FBI Lovebirds Undercovers.
Wow. That sounds like a lot of fun to go and see in your free
time.
That's
a downer. My gosh.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they've received death threats for that. Tigers.
It's a response. You've had a lot of people reading things from the Mueller report, doing dramatic readings of the Mueller report, so now it's the response to read the
just
text
it all
messages.
Sounds terrible to me. I don't care if you're Democratic or Republican or what. I don't want to see anyone read the Mueller report. I don't want to see anyone read this. Like, this there's so much on TV. Watch that instead.
I will tell you, I think that there is a bias against people who are in the political, in the entertainment world who are right of center. I think a very clear bias there that comes out in the intolerance that we were just talking about here. Whether you like them or you don't like them, I think death threats, come on.
You know about Friends of Abe, right?
No, I don't, Jennifer.
Friends of Abe is an underground club in Hollywood where people, not club, it's not a physical location, but it's a group that has celebrity members that are Republican but that are afraid to speak out and tell anybody because they're afraid of being blacklisted.
Wow.
And so they kind of have like this, I almost want to say it's a support group, but probably most notably for a long time was, what's his name, Angelina Jolie's dad who was in it, Gary Sinise, some of these others, but they've more recently come out. There still is a huge amount of people in Hollywood who won't come out as Republican because they know that they won't ever work again if they do, which I think is kind of interesting.
John Voight works all the time.
So does I know, but he just recently, they both just recently came out because I think they realized that they could still work. I actually have a friend, I think I told you guys, who works for a theater who recognized me who said, we cannot talk about the fact that we see each other on the air because if anybody here finds out who I am or what I believe, they'll never hire me again to do another job.
That's sick.
That's terrible.
Yep. Here's a story from the world of Tiger Woods. There's a scripted miniseries in the works and development. The series is called Tiger Woods, based on Jeff Benedict's recently published New York Times bestseller about Tiger Woods. Its miniseries starts off with the car accident 10 years ago. It led to his scandal, the infidelity thing, and then a lot of other people who were interviewed. So I don't know if that's going to be something you want to watch on television or not. I don't have much.
Well, if people watch the O.J. Simpson thing, I can't imagine why they wouldn't want to watch
maybe
Tiger.
Watch
Tiger's story was pretty salacious for a while there.
Oh, yeah, it sure was.
So,
all right, Jennifer, what do we have tonight and over the weekend that might be good highlighted on television?
Well, by the way, I watched the Jeffersons the other night. The Jeffersons and the... I just watched it last night, the Jeffersons and All in the Family. The thing that saved it was Jamie Foxx. He was fantastic. All right, tonight, live from the Lincoln Center, Megan Hilty in concert. That's on PBS tonight at 9. She's a big Broadway star. She's fantastic voice.
You watched the Red Nose thing? Anybody watch the Red Nose thing?
I did not. Mm-mm. I'm always sitting behind on my TV viewing. Dynasty has their season finale as well tonight on the CW. A lot of baseball. And then on Sunday, you're going to get Game of Thrones, The Last Watch. HBO has a special on Game of Thrones that will start at 9 o'clock on HBO. There's also the National Memorial Day concert on PBS. If you want to get into the spirit of things, that's on PBS at 8 o'clock.
All right.
And the Indy 500 is this weekend, by the way.
That's right. Vroom, vroom, vroom.
Yeah.
10 before the hour.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time with a review of the top five items from this past week in the world of technology, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan, whose voice is also attached to these items as well. So let's start with number five, Victoria.
Number five is all about the U.S. Postal Service. They have officially launched a pilot test program of autonomous mail delivery. They're going to be using self-driving trucks from a startup called Too Simple, and they're going to try out a 1,000-mile route between mail distribution centers in Phoenix and Dallas. And this will include 5 round trips over a period of 2 weeks. And each truck will have a safety engineer and a driver on board to monitor the truck's performance and the safety of it. And so federal regulations limit the number of consecutive hours that a truck driver can travel. So USPS is always, as we know, always trying to figure out how to save money, how to get out of the red, which I don't think is ever going to happen. But they think that having autonomous vehicles will actually help them save a lot of money in the long run. And so this is on top of the proposal that they recently made to deliver mail 5 days a week instead of 6. So we'll see. But good luck to them.
All right, I have a comment, but I'll keep it to myself. Number four this week is a focus on Lyft and an ancillary investment in another business that's somehow related.
Mm-hmm, yep. In July of 2018, Lyft announced that it was buying a company called Motivate, and that's the largest bike share operator in the U.S. They own City Bike in New York City especially. That's their premier property. So now, if you are in Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, Santa Monica, California, New York City, you can use the Lyft app to also book a City Bike or an e-scooter, where they're not e-scooters, the electronic scooters and bikes are not legal in New York City, but they are legal in a bunch of other places. And so now Lyft says that they will be expanding to 40,000 bikes around the country, which will make them the largest bike share system in the world. So good luck to Lyft. But Uber also has a similar thing. If you use the Uber app, you can also book a bike from their company called Jump. So they're, once again, Uber and Lyft very much still neck and neck together.
Yep. Number three this week, a focus on Microsoft's Windows 10. This is something that was very important for me. Thank you, Victoria, for telling me this story. I had all the updates, and there were 10 or 12 of them that you needed to get. If you haven't had them yet, listen to Victoria and then do what she tells you to do.
Yeah, well, last week we talked about a huge breach and a vulnerability in Windows XP and Windows 7. And those two systems were no longer tech-supported by Microsoft. However, a lot of people still use them, and because they didn't like how the new Windows was looking. So now there's a once the security warning went out from Windows or from Microsoft, they said, look, you've got to get off of the XP in Windows 7. You've got to update to Windows 10. This new update was issued this week, and so it has a new look to it. It has some other bells and whistles, but for security purposes, if you are a Windows user, definitely make sure that you are up to date, because it not only changes the font and the format and all that stuff, the pretty stuff, but it really does help secure your computer, because it was a very, very large vulnerability.
Number two, Comcast. Here's another reason not to like them.
Comcast freaked a lot of people out this week. Reportedly working on a device that's similar to Amazon Echo and Google Home, but their version will closely monitor health and your, basically your personal day-to-day habits. And so it will have sensors and a focus on whether someone's making frequent trips to the bathroom. Yes, that's actually what they want to know about. And spending more time than usual in bed. And so essentially, Comcast is in discussions with hospitals about potentially using this device to ensure that patients don't end up back in the hospital after they've been discharged. Now, what's scary about this is that means your internet service provider, your doctor, and insurance companies would know exactly what you're doing all day, every day. They'll have unfiltered views into your vitals. A lot of people say this is a terrible thing to happen, and what they're probably going to do is offer lower insurance premiums if you agree to have this device in your house. I don't think that's worth the risk, personally, but I'm sure a lot of people will take them up on it because they'll be able to save on their premiums.
Good for them. All right, number one is a warning, kind of a, I don't know if it's a dire warning or not. You tell us.
Well, I think it is a very serious warning. Police across the country have come out with horrifying stories of robberies and killings linked to making online purchases. And just last week, a missing pregnant woman was found dead in a Chicago house after she met someone from a Facebook group, and she had agreed to buy some baby items from this person, and the guy ended up murdering her. So it's the warning comes kind of on the heels of that story, especially. If you are going to be buying and exchanging goods from either a Facebook group or or Craigslist, anything like that, police across the country are saying make sure you do it in a police lot, in a parking lot, or in a lobby, just to be extra safe.
All right, better to be safe than sorry, so they say.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our
their hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.